USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's comments as he held a Keep America Great Again rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday night. The event came just 1 week after his release from the hospital for COVID-19. President Trump spending part of his Tuesday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in Florida. Day two of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are underway on Capitol Hill. Democrats are expected to grill Barrett about her past comments criticizing the court's 2012 ruling that upheld Obamacare. Coney Barrett saying in her opening statements that policy judgments should be made by the political branches of government. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook or on Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
The man who was working as an unlicensed security guard who fatally shot a supporter of President Trump in downtown Denver on October 10th was acting in self-defense. That's according to his family's attorney. Matthew Dolliffe is being held in jail while police investigate him for first-degree murder. He still has not been charged. Dolliffe did have a concealed carry permit, which has been revoked. Dolliffe was seen firing a gun at Lee Keltner, who was in downtown Denver for a pro-President Trump rally. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has a new book out on Tuesday titled American Crisis. The book speaks of hard lessons that he learned and his leadership during COVID-19. Coronavirus cases in New York are continuing to rise, and the governor has threatened another lockdown if things don't get under control soon. In New York, over 33,000 people have died from COVID-19. One thing Cuomo has failed to address is all the people that died in nursing homes. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The WHO says that world leaders need to reconsider their use of lockdowns to control the spread of COVID-19.
The World Health Organization says that lockdowns should only be used as a last resort to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview with British magazine The Spectator, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, Dr. David Navarro, says the economic damage that lockdowns do has a dramatic effect on poorer citizens.
This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders, stop using lockdown as your primary control method, develop better systems for doing it, work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Dr. Navarro fears we could see a doubling in world poverty levels because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the first confirmed case of its kind in the United States, a young Nevada man has been reinfected with COVID-19, with the second wave of the illness far more severe than the first. The case study, published Monday in the Lancet Medical Journal, looked at a 25-year-old Washoe County man who in the space of 2 months tested positive for COVID-19, marking the fifth confirmed reinfection case worldwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.